This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. Hi, I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday, the 14th of May. The J-League may have been forced to temporarily surrender its status as the producer of the football world's most incredible climaxes, but things are setting up to be as close as ever this season too, with a series of setbacks for the sides that went into matchday 11 in the upper echelons. But we'll start off today at the Big Arch, and the goal that's already becoming a YouTube sensation. Well, hello again, and Sanfrecce Hiroshima midfielder Toshihiro Aoyama took aim from fully 69 yards to score one of the most astonishing goals in J-League history on Saturday afternoon. 6 minutes into his side's home match with Yokohama F. Marinos, the 26-year-old spotted the opposing goalkeeper Hiroki Ikura standing on the edge of his penalty area, and launched an incredible, unstoppable shot from well inside his own half, behind even the centre circle. This dramatic opening was as good as it got for Hiroshima, however, as Marinos fought back with three goals of their own to steal a fourth successive league victory. Marquinhos levelled the scores on his first start since returning to the club, where he first spent a season back in 2003. While Manabu Saito and Seitaro Tomisawa both netted late in the second half. Having failed to muster a single win in their first 7 matches, the quick resurgence in form has now taken Yasuhiro Higuchi's side into the top half of the table. Jubilo Iwata were the weekend's big movers, with a 3-0 defeat of struggling Kashima Antlers catapulting them up to 4th in the table, after all 6 of the sides that had begun proceedings ahead of the Shizuoka club failed to take 3 points. Ryoichi Maeda headed Iwata into a 10th-minute lead, before Takuya Matsuura and the impressive Hiroki Yamada added gloss to the scoreline with 2 well-taken strikes in the final 10 minutes. Second-place Shimizu S-Pulse needed a dramatic equaliser from Alex Broske with the final kick of the game to rescue a point at home to Cerezo Osaka, who had led through Yoichiro Kakitani's first ever J1 goal. But leaders Vigauta Sendai were unable to take advantage, as they were also forced to come from behind to draw 1-1 at the other Osaka club, Gamba. A low curling shot from Shu Kurata looks set to secure a much needed 3 points for the crisis-ridden 2005 champions. But Yang Yonggi and Shingo Akamine combined on their respective returns from injury for the latter to head home an equaliser on 78 minutes. Elsewhere, title holders Kashiwa Reysol moved clear of the relegation zone with a welcome 2-0 victory away to Kawasaki Frontale. Masato Kudo scrambled the visitors in front midway through the second half, before Jorge Wagner sealed the points with his second in 2 games late into stoppage time. Nagoya Grampus are up to 8th, after putting their recent losing run to an end with a 1-0 win at Vissel Kobe, thanks to a single Keiji Tamada strike shortly before half-time. FC Tokyo rise to 6th, after a first-minute goal from Yohei Kajiyama proved enough to edge fellow newly promoted side Consadole Sapporo by the same scoreline. Urawa Reds could only draw 1-1 at home to 3rd from bottom Alborex Niigata, despite a 6th league goal of the season for Marcio Richardes, while a last-minute own goal by the unfortunate Yu Hasegawa of Omiya Ardija preserved Sagan Tosu's unbeaten home record. The middle order remains typically congested, with just 5 points now separating Sanfrecce in 3rd from Cerezo in 14th. three more quick talking points to finish up with, and it's as you were at the top of J2, as both Montedio Yamagata and Shonan Belmare were held to 1-1 draws, away to Avispa Fukuoka and at home to Oita Trinita respectively. With Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson in the stands, Shinji Kagawa scored after just 3 minutes to set Borussia Dortmund on their way to a German domestic double and a 5-2 thrashing of Bayern Munich in the final of the DFB Pokal. And finally, Kashiwa and Japan under 23 right-back Hiroki Sakai is set to become the next Japanese representative in the Bundesliga, with a move to Hannover now close to completion. Well, that's all for today. You can see a video of that quite amazing strike by Aoyama on the Minutecast website. That's minutecast.footballjapan.jp, along with a pretty amusing celebration as well. I'll be back as ever next Monday. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.